Basketball Weekly, live from Princeton Sports Radio 100.9 The Mitt. I'm Travis McCurdy, joined first by the women's head coach, Autumn Hagedon. Autumn, how are you tonight?
I'm doing well.
And we're gonna get you out of here quick so you can go across the street and watch a good girls game tonight.
Yeah, I'm excited about that.
Freeland and Midland Dow.
Yeah.
No,
starts at 7.
With the compliance officer there, I'm not going to say anything else because I'm not sure how the rules work about something else. Okay. Tonight we will have Lexi Bowers join us from the women's team, and then from the men's team, Andrew Smith, and, of course, head coach Tom Church. Coach, you are coming off of a nice week, 2 wins. We just mentioned we played Tiffin last Thursday, and for some reason it feels like that was ages ago, doesn't it?
It really does. I think it was the home and away. The travel in between made it seem like a much longer time ago.
Yeah, so but you picked up a 75-57 win against Tiffin. And Tiffin came out real well, shot the ball really well early on. The last time you played them, they had 4 points in the first quarter. This time they had 13 at the first media timeout and were making shots. But you guys just kind of settled the storm. It's okay. Let's just go play Northrop basketball. And then by the end of the game, you guys were in complete control and picked up a good win.
Yeah, and you know, a big part of that in the first quarter, they hit a lot of shots. I mean, like all the threes, everything that they put up went in. And, I was proud of us for weathering the storm that first quarter. I think they had 21 points or something like that.
21 points in the first quarter.
Yeah, way too many for us to give up. But I was proud of our team and the way they responded specifically in the second quarter.
Well, it was really the middle two quarters that were the difference in the game because we mentioned they had 13 points before the five-minute mark of the first quarter, but then they scored 10 in the second, 10 in the third.
Yep.
And in that stretch, you outscored them 42 to 20. What kind of clicked in that stretch? Your defense locked up, but there was what else happened well in that stretch?
Yeah, I thought we moved the ball a little bit more. We got some inside-out paint touches to kick out for shots. I thought we attacked the rim a little bit better as well. But defensively, I thought we did a better job of communicating, rotating. They did a phenomenal job of just getting straight-line drives, specifically in the slot and on the wing. And our rotations on the help side were a little bit late. So I thought we did a better job of adjusting to that, specifically defensively.
Yeah, and it was the kind of the motto of the week for you guys was that the balanced scoring.
Yeah.
Like
it was really cool. It was really fun to see. Yeah, I think we had 5-6 people in double figures.
You had 6 players average at least 8.5, but nobody averaged more than 12.
Okay.
So,
on the weekend?
For the whole weekend. Yeah. But it started in that game because Ella Miller had 13. And let's talk a little bit about Ella first because she's really stepped her game up of late with – how your injuries have gone and the season's changed. Ella has kind of gone from a more of a pass-first player, looking for a shot, and she's doing a really great job with it.
Yeah, it's been amazing to see her confidence grow. I feel like every game she looks a little bit more confident to go score because she is a great passer, and she knows that, and the team knows that, but we do need her at times to go to score, and I think she's just had a ton more confidence on the offensive end, just particularly with her taking her quarter to the rim, going to the basket, realizing she's usually a lot bigger than other team's fours that are guarding her, so taking advantage of that, she's done a great job of.
And rumors she's a big fan of the show, too.
She is.
I guarantee
she's listening
right now.
Okay, good. So shout out, Ella. Great job.
Because we were going to talk terrible things about her, but when we found out that she was listening, we decided to say nice things about her. Is that right?
No,
absolutely not. I'm just Ella. I'm just kidding. Malin McNeely, 12 points. Maddie Volker, 11 points. And our next guest, Lexi Bowers, 11 points that night. And then Leah Holmes with 9. And I think the whole three-headed elite players in the league is cool, but it's also really nice to show that you guys can also win with balance.
Yeah, balance scoring is huge because obviously as we go second time around playing these teams, they're going to know what our offensive threats are, what we're looking to attack. So just having other players step up like Lexi and other people on the team that have done a better job of, you know, building that confidence and knowing that they can go score too.
And then on Saturday, an unusual week, like you mentioned. You were at home on Thursday and then got on the bus that Friday, played Saturday at Walsh. 72-60 was the final there. It was a game that, it was an odd game at times. It was sloppy at times. But then you look up and we outscored them in every quarter except for the fourth when we'd already put the game away. And it was just like a real, you got better and better as the game went on.
Agreed, yeah. And I think, too, just seeing, obviously, defensively minded both games. I mean, both teams shot below 40% from the floor, which is essentially what we want. And I think we did force them into some tough shots, even though it may not have seemed like that as a fan. But when we went in between our zone and our man, they took some early, you know, tough ones at the rim, tough 15-foot jump shots. Those are shots that we want teams to take instead of, you know, getting good screening action, getting ball size to upside, getting the ball energy, all that stuff. We want to prevent that defensively. So I thought our girls did a good job of adjusting from man to zone and then communicating that throughout the entire game.
Well, you and I have talked a little bit both on this show and at halftime of games that with how the situation's gone with your depth and stuff, there might be times where you're going to play zone, not so much as strategic for what the matchup, but also keep your players out of foul trouble.
Yeah.
Sometimes it shouldn't be easier, but sometimes the perception is it's easier to play zone defense than man-to-man. And I think your zone and your man-to-man were both really good this week.
I agree. And I think our rotations were better, specifically the last time we played Walsh, because that was the first game we really had to go zone was against Walsh at home. And I thought we did a much better job of protecting the rim with cutters. It's tough to do in a zone. So our post did a good job of moving on the flight. Our guards did a great job communicating it. A lot of really good things growth-wise just within our zone.
We're talking with Autumn Hagedon here on Northwood Basketball Weekly, live from Frick's on Sports Radio 100.9 The Mitt. And so I'm going to pull that your last week's stats up because, again, it was – that's the wrong one. I'm stalling for time right now.
Very good.
So you guys – LL averaged 12.5 – or 12, excuse me. Maddie Volker averaged 12. LL 11.5. Lexi, our next guest, 11.5. Leah, 11. Maeve St. John, 10. Malin McNeely, 8.5. But really, specifically, we should talk about Lexi because Lexi – I know Lexi was a little under the weather last week.
I was just going to say that. Yeah, I mean, she had a career high last game.
I was just going to say, are you going to inject her with sickness every game for her to score a career high? Is that part of the strategy going forward?
Honestly, both games she wasn't feeling great. So the fact that she performed the way she did in both games was a testament to her and, you know, just kind of putting it behind her and fighting through it. And I thought she did a great job being confident on offense. I thought she did a good job defensively. There was a lot of good things that, you know, it's easy to make excuses when you're not feeling well, especially when you can't breathe. Because she had the upper respiratory stuff. So to fight through that and battle through that and have the performances that she had is a testament to her and her work ethic.
67% from the floor, 56% from three, made both for free throws.
Pretty good.
All we're asking is her to shoot like that every single week the rest of the year. I mean, is that too much to ask?
She's capable of it.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
for sure.
So this week you've actually got another week where you have one game. You're not playing on Thursday. You have Thursday off.
Good and, timing.
Good timing with your sickness. Is everyone feeling better? Because you've had
getting
a lot
there.
Of it go through the team the last few weeks.
Yes. Feeling better. Feeling
okay,
better.
Okay, good. We can confirm. Sources close to Northwood Basketball say Lexi Bowers is feeling better. The source is Lexi Bowers. And I saw Taryn was out there practicing today.
Yeah.
I know she's had it really rough the
she
last
has,
couple of
weeks.
She has,
yeah. It's, it's been a nasty thing that's gone around, I think, the community of Midland, so people can probably relate.
Yes, exactly. Saturday you host Ohio Dominican. And Ohio Dominican is a team, we say this a lot on the show, to be honest. Sometimes we say these things about teams and we don't really mean it. Ohio Dominican is a dangerous team.
They are.
They have a lot of good players.
They do.
Their high level of basketball is very high, and they're capable of beating just about anybody in this league.
Yeah, I mean, their score against Ashland last week, 39-49. I mean, holding Ashland to 49 points and, you know, making that a 10-point game is a showing to that.
Yes,
and,
yeah.
and their growth, like just to see how much they've changed from the beginning of the season to now. Their posts are looking to score a lot more. They have some three-point shooters that can shoot the lights out if we don't get out and contest. So, they're definitely a dangerous team.
Yeah, and even earlier this year when we played them the first round, I remember you talked about how hard they played.
They play really
and
hard.
I'm sure that has not gone down
it
since then.
It has not. Yeah. No. No, definitely not.
So you guys are now 11-10 overall, 9-4 in the GMAC, and again, the progression and what you've seen on your team and how you've overcome adversity quite frequently lately, to be honest.
Yeah.
I mean, I've just said this a lot lately, but you got to be really proud of your team right now.
Yeah, I'm super proud of my team. And I think, too, just the relationship building, the trust, everything, you know, I think they're gelling right now better than they have all season. And it is a testament to people having to, you know, step up into new roles and, you know, play at different positions. And it's not an easy thing to do. And I'm really proud of them and the way they've come together.
Well, Saturday's game's at 1:00 at Reitman Arena. Love to have everybody come out. Coach, I'll send you on your way over to Dow High School.
Awesome.
We're not going to say which team we're cheering for because there are lots of listeners from Midland Dow and there's lots
of
listeners from the Freeland Falcons that will be attending the game. So, Coach, thanks for joining us and good luck this weekend.
Thank you so much.
We'll take a break. Come back with Lexi Bowers. You're listening to Northwood Basketball Weekly live from Frick's on Sports Radio 100.9 The Mitt. Welcome back to Northwood Basketball Weekly live from Frick's on Sports Radio 100.9 The Mitt. Next guest is a sophomore, Kent City, Michigan, Kent City High School, Lexi Bowers. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Well, I've heard you've been getting over some sickness. How are you feeling? Like, let's do 1 to 10.
Okay.
10 being as sick as you've ever been. How did you feel last week for those two games?
Like a 5, like right in the middle.
Okay, so yeah. And what are you right now?
Oh, I'm good. I'm like a two now. I'm okay, good. Okay, I still got a little bit of a cough, but
okay,
she's
that's
going
fine. That's good. That's good. Well, like, we did talk, though. Like, you had maybe your best week as a Timberwolf last week under the sickness. But your role, it's obviously things have changed a lot this year compared to last year, this year with injuries this year and stuff. But your level of comfort and how you're playing right now, you feel it just looks like you're a different player than you were even, like, say, 2 months ago.
Yeah, for sure. I feel like just being that role for my team, whatever they need, just stepping in. But my mom does say that I always play my best game six, so I feel like I had to step into that role,
so
pretty good.
The Michael Jordan flu week.
Yes,
the
flu
Lex,
game.
The
flu
Lexi,
game.
Lexi Bowers cough week.
Yes.
Because it wasn't the flu. I know it wasn't the flu.
No, it was not the flu.
Yeah, so it's the – and not to get controversial, I don't know if it was flu for Michael Jordan either. That's a whole conspiracy theory.
That's
for another day. That's a whole another day discussion. But, like, you had – your two career highs last week. You had 11 on Thursday against Tiffin, then you had 12 against Walsh. What is there anything in particular you think that led you to have those two good games?
Just shooting the ball better. I think I started out the year hot, and then I went on a little bit of a slump there for a second, just getting kind of back into my groove. Finally, like, found my shot again, it feels like, almost.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I just felt like I was shooting well, and when I see the ball go through the net, that's a little bit of confidence.
Oh, yeah.
So.
And it is weird as shooters. I mean, we talk about this a lot on the show, like, where you're not doing anything different day to day.
No.
The shot feels exactly the same.
Right.
And some days you're shooting 80% and some days you're shooting 15%.
Right.
And what happened? I don't know.
No idea.
Well, one thing that our fans should know, your sister plays college basketball also.
She does.
A little hour and a half down the road at Ferris State. She's had a great career.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of, like, how did you, when you guys were growing up, were you, like, friendly rivals? Because I know brothers, sister, brother, siblings can be a little interesting. How was it with your sister?
Growing up, it was kind of just, like, pushing each other to be better. I was kind of always just jealous because I thought she was a little bit better than me.
Those siblings are the worst.
She always fought with me just to, like, make me better.
Right,
but it was never, like, it never got too serious, I would say.
Yeah.
But now that we're older, it's always, like, We'll do one-on-one. She might beat me here. I might beat her the next time. I'm going to beat her during a shooting drill, obviously.
Right.
But, no, growing up, it was fun to have someone my age that could, like, we could play with each other.
Yeah.
So.
And is she a junior right now?
2 years older.
So this is her last year.
Yes.
And she's had a really nice career at Ferris,
she has,
too.
Yep.
And but I also know she comes to games, too. She might not be wearing Northwood gear, but we know she's cheering for
she's
you.
Cheering, yeah.
And it must have been interesting to have games against her the last couple years, too. That must have been...
It was weird.
Yeah.
It was weird, but it was so cool to see. Like, my family got shirts made and stuff.
The cut up in the middle.
Yeah.
So that, I mean, that's great and stuff. But, like, the one thing I say this, I feel like every week to everybody, your team, and I think Coach Autumn does a great job of this. The camaraderie, the closeness, the way you guys have your culture. It's about as good as any team I've ever seen. Do you guys feel that way in the inner circle as well?
Yes, I feel like our culture on our team is just amazing, and I feel like we just all support each other so much, and that just makes it so much easier on the court. Like, I just know my teammates trust me 100%. I know my coaches trust me 100%, and that just makes, like, everything so much easier. And, like, I just know they're all my best friends, so it makes it easier. It makes it more fun to play with too. So
I like, this is a question I ask a lot. What's the biggest difference between, say, Kent City player and now? Where do you think you've improved the most?
Honestly, probably just, like, I felt like in high school it was just like I have to shoot threes only.
Okay.
So maybe
okay.
like I actually can get downhill now.
Okay, yeah.
Like,
you've
I definitely
nice
did in high school, but not to the extent like I do now. I feel like I'm looking to do, like, more than just shoot threes now. I feel like in high school it was like, oh, I'm wide open.
So
I'm
you're shooting. You're not going to the basket. You're going to
score. I don't care. I'm going to shoot this even if I'm 20 feet behind the arc. I don't care.
Well, you're basically a little over 50% from three compared to, you got 58 three-point attempts, 102. So you're about 50-50. So you were saying if you had 100 field goal attempts in high school, it would have been like 83s.
Oh, yeah. It would have been a lot of threes.
Yes. And what do you think the biggest difference between, like, high school ball and college ball is?
Definitely just the speed of the game.
Yeah.
I mean, it's actually crazy how much, like, faster it is. Like, I remember, like, in high school, like, I would just, there's so many plays, I'd be like, whew, I need a break.
Yeah.
I need to take, and it wasn't even fast at all. So definitely just the speed of the game, like, how talented everybody is.
I mean,
in high school, I grew up in a conference that was kind of weaker. So it was kind of like, oh, we play this school today.
Oh,
like,
right.
Whatever.
I don't have to,
But, like,
you can't
do that about anybody in college. Like, everybody is just so talented that it's just, like, no games and off day. Like,
yeah.
It's crazy at the talent level.
Well, I always think, too, it's like the difference, because I know you must feel this, too, when you go watch a high school game now.
Oh, yeah.
What playing hard is in high school versus playing hard at college.
Because,
like, you watch high school, they're not playing hard. But they think they're playing
they
hard.
They think they are,
but then they come in this level, and then all of a sudden it's like, oh, wow. So, but yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Academically, what's your major? What do you hope to do when you're done playing ball? And if you got two more years, so
yeah.
This is the question I always get at the end, and everybody that's not like ready to graduate kind of gives me the I don't quite know. So how are you gonna do with 2 years before you're done with school?
I'm a sports management major.
Okay.
I just want to be a coach.
Okay.
I don't care what level. I don't care where, really. I've always wanted to like coach basketball. It's just like something I've done my whole life, and I just think like getting the game of basketball to like. Where it was, I want to keep that. So just coach somewhere.
Even with Jake Volker being one of your coaches,
I know
he somehow makes you want to be a coach.
I know he's so weird. I'm just kidding.
This show is like a 25% of the time a roast of Jake Volker.
Oh
so,
yeah, as
so,
it should be.
As it should be. Maybe we should get that percentage higher. Is all I'm saying.
Maybe.
So, Lexi, great job last week. I'm looking forward to seeing you play well. And not have to be sick while you do it this
Thank
week.
Thank you very much.
Let's plan on that. So we'll take a break. We'll come back with Tom Church. You're listening to Northwood Basketball Weekly, live from Frick's on Sports Radio 100.9 The Mitt. Welcome back to Northwood Basketball Weekly, live from Frick's on Sports Radio 100.9 The Mitt. Just a reminder, tomorrow night is Frick's Feud. We were here for that last week. It
Frick's
sounded pretty
Feud.
Fun. I actually, by the time I left, I stuck
you
around.
You coming back tomorrow?
I mean, perhaps, but I did see, I listened to, I got... It was actually kind of tricky. It wasn't as easy as I thought it was.
We were right in the middle of it, weren't we?
Yeah, it was. But they had, like, I did not get the number one answer in a couple of them. A little disappointed. But we're joined now by Tom Church, men's basketball coach. Coach Church, how are you doing tonight?
Very good.
Last week, you had the week that women's basketball, you guys have been alternating the one game a week thing. And what a good week. What a fun week. What a great, coming off a tough couple weeks down in Kentucky, games at Kentucky to come back and earn a road win at Walsh. You must have been just elated with your team after that performance.
A great road trip for us. I told our guys after the game, I said, that's probably the most fun that I've had watching them out on the floor this year. I mean, it was just, we moved the ball. Our spacing was great. Defensively, I mean, they went through it. We went through every key to victory, and they executed perfectly. But just a great basketball game for us. And, you know, to adjust from, not having Eli in the lineup, being a man down, one of our main starters, to be able to play like we did and get a W on the road, conference win, big time for us.
Yeah, and it was an interesting game because you guys came out, played really well early on. I think you got the lead to 7 or 8, maybe even 9 early on. And then Walsh finished the first half strong, and you're down by 3 at halftime, even though, like, if in 20 minutes you were probably the better team for like 16 of them, something we've talked a lot about this year. But seeing that lead evaporate and then the start of the second half was, and probably the first 15 minutes or whatever, 10 to 12 minutes, it was the best we've looked all year.
Yeah, well, the end of the first half, we had three guys in foul trouble.
Yep.
So we had three guys with two, but we had built a little bit of a cushion to where, you know, with the lead, I said, hey, you know, I'm real funny about guys having to play with three fouls, especially at the start of the second half. I want them to be able just to relax, play their game. So we had three guys on the bench with two fouls. We were able to kind of weather that storm. And I'll tell you what, like you said, came out in the second half and just, wow, for about that 12-minute stretch there from the beginning to about the 8 or 7 minute mark, I mean, we're hitting shots, moving the ball. Like I said before, our spacing was really, really good. Just a really, really clean game all the way around for us.
Well, actually, specifically, I got my 26-6 over the opening 8:47 of the second
half. There you
half.
Go, right there.
And
that
took
That's
a
it.
3-point deficit into a 17-point lead.
Yeah.
And like you said, it was that you guys were getting it done on both ends of the floor, which is the great part, is that you held them to 6 points in almost 9 minutes. But
I mean, they had a couple games, where – Tiffin's a pretty good defensive team. I mean, they were able to put up a mid-80s, I think it was, or something like that. You know, Kobe Mitchell's about as good a guard as there is in the league. So he was somebody that we had to make sure that we did not let get going because he's such a good player. Carter hurt us the last game.
Yep.
We were able to kind of keep him in check. He got in foul trouble early on, which helped us. But let's just be honest, too. You know, JT was just –
we were going to
talk
about JT.
He was incredible. I mean, he. I think he scored 12 straight points or something like that, it seemed like, at one stretch in the first half. So, you know, when he's going like that, it's easy. You know, he makes me look good as a coach. I mean, we're just throwing him the ball.
Yeah.
You know, we're just calling, you know, isolation sets for him, going to him, and he's doing his thing.
Yeah, JT Morgan, we're speaking of 29 points. His previous season high was 18. His career high before that when he was at Maryville was 21. 13 of 15 from the floor, 13 rebounds, 3 assists, 3 blocks. I mean, it's the 29 points is impressive, but, I mean, 3 blocks, 13 rebounds. This is another guy that was getting it done on both ends of the floor.
I mean, you watch the film and rebounding, he just goes after everything. I mean, him and Jamison Eklund on the glass, I mean, those guys are relentless, you know. So having a big body like that to be able to go get the ball, but when he's scoring it and he's scoring it from different spots, I mean, he hit a three.
Yeah.
You know, he was hitting some baseline jumpers. I mean, when he's able to score it from different spots on the floor, he just makes us, gosh, he makes us even better, and it just takes the pressure off for everybody else.
Will Young had 13 that game. Geo Rogers had 10 off the bench. Jamison Eklund had 10. Our next guest, Andrew Smith. He started the year with a little bit of a role, then battled some injuries, and lately he's getting more and more minutes. And, I mean, I don't think 9 points, 4 rebounds really explains how much he meant to you guys in that game.
No, I mean, he hit a big three in the second half.
Yep.
He had a big basket down the stretch when we – you know, I wouldn't say we were milking that, but we were managing the clock a little bit.
Yeah,
you know?
And they had a little bit of momentum at that point.
They had a little bit of momentum, so I thought it was important for us. I mean, there was only about 6 minutes left in the game.
Yep.
We had a double-digit lead. It's like, hey, you know, we don't need to. The clock's our friend here. You know, let's move the ball. Let's keep good spacing. And he got a basket with maybe 2 seconds left on the shot clock. Couple big rebounds. So, you know, he was tremendous on Saturday, and I was happy for him. It was his first start, and he certainly made the most of it, that's for sure. And then you talk about some other guys, Jordan Rogers and Jamison, you know, just thinking back to the game, I mean, they had a few big shots, but, you know, more importantly, they had some big rebounds in there too.
Yep.
Really, really big rebounds. I thought Bray managed the game in the second half perfectly.
Yep.
Controlled the pace, controlled the tempo for us. So we had a lot of guys. We had a lot of guys step up and play extremely well for us.
Yeah, 81-73 was the final score.
Will and I didn't mention. You know, I know you said something about Will too. Especially the start of that second half. I mean, he had some big threes, some deep threes. And you know, we've kind of said it all year. You know, we're making shots from the perimeter. It's just like anybody else, you know, when you're making those perimeter shots, expands that defense, and now you can create some driving lanes to where it's like,
opens,
you know,
things
it just
takes up,
the, opens things up.
For JT.
Absolutely.
So, it's sometimes, I think, and I've said this to basketball coaches before, no offense, sometimes we overcomplicate the game.
No doubt.
If you're making threes, you're going to be really tough to beat, and if you're not,
it's just the way it is.
Yeah, it really is.
It's
You'd like to think it's more to it, but sometimes it really
it's
is.
It's not, yeah. And if you're making, like I said, if you're making perimeter shots like that, it just opens everything else up for your offense.
Yep. So this week, back, you got 2 games this week, Thursday night. And I actually was thinking about this on the way over tonight. Like, we talked early in the year about the GMAC this season, that we thought it was going to be a dogfight and kind of wide open. And it actually turned out to be a little more top-heavy at the start of the year than we thought. But lately, you're seeing that all of a sudden these
everybody
teams at the top.
Everybody goes through a patch.
Yep.
I don't care how good you are.
Yep.
You're still going to go through a patch, and you're starting to see those top-end teams, those top teams. I mean, they're going through a little bit of a patch right now. I mean, you saw Cedarville lost how many in a row, and they go on the road and win two. You know,
against the two best teams in the league.
Against the two best teams, and nobody expected that. And I think they had maybe an injury or two
well.
But, you know, everybody's going to go through that. But everybody goes through that patch to where you're just not playing your best basketball, and you got to kind of grind through it. So, hopefully we get that Finley team that's maybe not playing their best basketball on Thursday. But I know Charlie will have them ready.
Oh,
they're
deep.
And you know, them coming off a home loss, they'll be ready.
They're going to be fired up. And Charlie has done a great job there. They basically had two coaches there since the beginning of basketball, Rod Niekamp and Charlie Ertz. And Charlie has done a really good job this year. You knew that program was going to bounce back. They've had some down years, but now they're – They're coming back strong.
And what's a down year for them?
I know.
13 and 16 or something like that. Yeah. You know, 14 and 15, that's a down year for them. But, yeah, you're exactly
and
right.
And they play different than they have in the past this year. They're very deep, and they will run waves of players at you. They'll full court press you.
They
haven't done that a lot in the last few years, but it makes them really tough to go against.
No, it does. It makes them really tough to go against. And you know, with their – you know, with their depth and you know, with us, we don't have a lot right now, you know, a lot of depth. So, you know, we're going to try to shorten the game a little bit. We got to be able to handle the pressure. You know, it's weird. I thought we handled their pressure. Now, they didn't have one of their guys the last time we played, and we didn't have one of our guys.
Yep.
So, Will Young was out that game. So, you know, it's going to be interesting. I thought we handled their pressure well, even though we had turnovers in the game, some unforced errors. But they were more like – silly ones, you know, at half court on the other side of half court. It wasn't so much, you know, getting the ball in, you know, that the full court pressure that hurt us. So, you know, if we can manage the pressure, limit turnovers, and I think the other thing is defending them from three.
Yeah.
Because Walsh could not – I mean, Walsh didn't play a bad game against them on Thursday. So they were at Finley on Thursday, but they could not cover Finley from three. I think they hit 12 or 13 threes. And then on the flip side, Cedarville – I think held him to 3 or 4 minutes from three.
Yep.
Guarded him extremely well from the perimeter. So those will be the keys for us for Saturday for sure.
When you go into a game like that where you know you're going to get pressure and you're saying, like, we got to slow the game. We can't try and just make it a full-blown track meet. But I also know there's a fine line between, like, losing your aggressiveness when you get a wide-open three in transition, breaking the pressure. How do you
– I think you got to manage the pressure. And what we talked to our guys about, like, hey, we're going to – you know, we're going to get it and go, but, like, if you got – we want to push at opportune times. So if you've got numbers, if you've got a 3-on-1, a 3-on-2, a 4-on-2, you got to take advantage of that. And you got to make it hurt for them pressuring you, and you got to go score the ball. You know, but when you're pushing tempo and it's 5-on-5, I think that's when it's like, hey, let's get your offense set up.
Yeah.
You know, move the ball. Let's screen it. Let's try to go inside. Because I think we do have an advantage where, you know, we can – with most games we do, you know, with somebody like JT where we can go inside and look to attack.
Yep. We're talking with Tom Church here on Northwood Basketball Weekly, live from Fricks on Sports Radio 100.9 The Mitt. Saturday, you got Ashland coming in.
Your alumni
game for you.
Alumni gathering for Northwood. And
alumni day for you.
Yeah, I'm an alum of Northwood. Yes, whatever job I take, I basically become an alum of that.
I went to school at a place that starts with an S and ends in Valley State University down the road. So, yeah. To quote the great Rasheed Wallace, whoever cuts the check is who I'm the alumni to
at
this play. I'm looking at that box score you played Ashland.
Oh,
does that not feel like it was 55 years ago?
It's unbelievable.
I can't believe that's the season.
I'm sure Andrew will talk about it. It was like a boxing match, that game. I mean, nobody could really score, and it wasn't because the offenses were so bad. It was just the defense was so good.
Yeah, and it was a very close game throughout. 61-56 was the final. It was the GMAC opener for both teams, and what can you take from that game going into this one? Because obviously both teams are going to be very different this far in the season, and it was such an unusual game.
Yeah, the good thing is it's like we didn't shoot the ball very well. Yeah. I mean, what were we from the field in that game? I don't think we shot the ball particularly.
36% from the floor, 33% from three.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we're going to hopefully be able to shoot the ball a little bit better in our own gym. And if we can defend them, you know, Maceo Williams is obviously going to be the key to that game. But they got some other guys that can shoot the ball and things like that. But, like, it's one of those things, do you kind of let Maceo get his and try to keep everybody else in check?
Right.
You know, or do you double-team him and hope that everybody else – so. It's one of those things that, you know, we're going to try to defend him a little bit better because I think he ended up with 22 for that game, which, you know, we pretty much held him to his average. I mean, he's such a good player.
22 points in that game, which is not – but in terms of
percentages of points
played,
yeah,
he was like the greatest player in NCAA history with that consider. So how do you feel – like, how have you handled the week off, obviously? Or like last week, and now you're back into the full swing of things.
I think learning, you know, having Eli get injured on the road trip, you know, we didn't have a lot of time to adjust. Like,
right.
How do we play without him?
Right,
you know?
Right,
so
right.
Then we had the week to prepare for Walsh, you know. And I'll be honest with you, I think it helped us that they were on the road on that Thursday.
Yeah. They had,
but we're still going to their place on Saturday. But now we've had some time to adjust. not having him.
Yeah.
You know, and we should be getting him back shortly.
Yeah.
You know, so it's like, hey, you know, being able to adjust from that and have other guys step up and understand that their roles kind of change when a guy's out, you know, we've been able to kind of manage that. So it'll be interesting. I'm glad that we have Finley first just to kind of prepare a little bit more,
I think,
for their pressure.
Yeah.
You know, rather than flipping them and having Ashland, and then Friday, you got one day to prepare for that. So either way, it is what it is. You know, I feel good where we're at right now with seven games to go. Anything can happen.
We've told
our guys anything can happen. And with the point rating system, you never know.
Yep.
You know, and we've got some big counters coming up here, even though they're all at home.
Yep.
I mean, you've got Finley, you've got Ashland, you got Kentucky Wesleyan. You got three top-heavy teams. You get them at home. Anything can happen.
Yep. Like last year, I mean, it was Hillsdale. Was it Hillsdale had to go to Thomas More in the opening round tournament, even though they had a better record than them? That's just the way that point system. You're never quite sure, and I'm sure we'll be seeing that. Well, the actual current standings and that from the GMAC pretty soon.
I mean, basically you're looking at, you know, we're a game and a half or two games out of basically a six seed or seven seed right now. You know, Malone's got, what, five wins? And they're currently, I think, sitting in that seven seed right now.
Yep.
So with the point rating system, it'll change a little bit. But, you know, we've certainly got some opportunity. We told our guys, you know, it's still basically in our hands, you know, with seven games to go, as it is everybody else.
Yep. So. Well, Coach Church, you've got Thursday night at 7 o'clock, and then Saturday at 3. Finley Ashland should be fun. Thanks for joining us.
Absolutely. And, you know, for our alums on Saturday, you know, we're going to have them into the locker room, have them sign the alumni board. We got some hors d'oeuvres for them before the game, and then a little social gathering with the coaches afterwards. So, get on over there and watch our guys. It'll be a fun day for sure.
Yeah, should be fun. Coach Church, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
We'll take a break, come back and wrap things up with Andrew Smith. You're listening to Northwood Basketball Weekly, live from Frick's on Sports Radio 100.9 The Mitt. Welcome back for the final segment of Northwood Basketball Weekly, live from Frick's on Sports Radio 100.9 The Mitt. Our next guest is a freshman. He joins us from Farmington Hills, Orchard Lake St. Mary's, Andrew Smith. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm great. How you feeling? How's life? How's the season going? We mentioned when we were talking to Coach Church about you. You started good, got a little banged up, and now your roles continue to increase. And how you feeling about things so far?
Good. So far, so good. Happy coming off a win. So everything's better once you win.
Yeah.
But I'm enjoying school. I'm enjoying the team. Love the guys. Coach Church has been great. Coach Matt's been great. No complaints.
And you got your first start on Saturday. Mm-hmm. You scored 9 points. You made big plays in that game. And talk about how you felt and how that game unfolded for you personally.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, I felt great after. I thought I played pretty well. Happy we got the win on the road. It was big for us. It was a good win for us in total. I thought we played really well as a team and hit shots, rebounded, played defense, kind of played our brand of basketball, and obviously result to a win, so feeling good about that.
All we got to do is get JT to score 29 a game.
And that's what I told him. We could do that every game.
You battled the injury earlier this year. Have you had many injuries in your life? Was that one of the first big, decent ones you had?
Yeah, I mean, I have pretty bad ankles, but other than the ankle sprain, that's pretty much been the extent of my injury so far, so this has kind of been new for me.
You're like the Steph Curry, because it's always an ankle injury.
Oh, yeah, so I get made fun of my ankle braces, but I'd rather be safe.
You'd rather be playing in ankle braces than on the bench.
Yeah.
Looking cool without your ankle braces.
Exactly.
Well, we do have to talk about they always talk about legacy families and all that stuff. Your family is really a Northwood men's basketball family.
Yes.
Tell everyone about that.
Yeah, so my dad played basketball at Northwood for 2 years. He's pretty old. I don't remember exactly when he was here.
I wouldn't say that, Mr. Smith. I would never call him old.
And then my brother, he played basketball at Northwood for 4 years, graduated in 2021.
Yep. Really, I got to say, everybody seems like – all three of you guys are pretty nice guys.
Yeah. Well, we know who's the best of the three, but, yeah, it's a good group.
I would like to hear you say who's the best of the three.
Andrew Smith is for sure number one.
Third person. Coach Church and I have been talking about somebody going third person all year on the show, and Travis McCurdy approves of third person. But your brother is still involved with basketball, and he's been ref. He refs a lot. He hasn't refed any Northwood games, which is probably good for both
sides. Good for us. Because we need some good refs at the game. So,
but, you know, I mean, that would be really hard for him to ref like a regular season game
with
A, his brother, and B, his alma mater. But, he's – progressed up, and he's really kind of advanced pretty fast.
Yeah, no, he's doing well. He enjoys it, so I think he's got a future there.
I really, when he first started getting into it, he told me about how important the mechanics were.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
One, two, on the arm, but being very demonstrative and specific.
He's been practicing that around the house since I've been a little kid, so I knew there was something weird about it. And then, of course, he takes on being a ref.
I mean, like, I just remember, I think we were I was sitting by him somewhere, and he's like, oh, those mechanics are terrible. Like, some ref just called a foul and didn't do it correctly, and, oh, it's funny. But, like, it's really cool you guys have all gotten to enjoy being at Northwood as a family. So, like, it's like, I mean, I'm sure all you guys are excited that you're here after your dad and your brother are here.
For sure. I mean, everyone loves Northwood. School's great. People in Midland are great. So it's been so far so good for me. I'm enjoying it. And obviously my dad and brother really enjoy their time here.
Yeah. So, he's, like I said, he's reffed all over the place and stuff. So, like, I don't know if he's going to be able to come back for alumni weekend.
I don't think he'll be here.
Probably he's got a game because he's doing games.
Yeah, he's trying to fill up his schedule.
Yeah, he's trying to make money. What a weirdo. That's not – it's the Northwood idea. He's the Northwood idea. He's making money. He's out there to – yeah. How has your game progressed, like, this whole year? The longer you've gone on, what do you think you've gotten better at here at Northwood?
I think just being able to read the game a little bit better and kind of slow down and be more comfortable. Obviously, going from high school to college, the pace of the game's different, so – took a little bit of adjusting, but I think being able to defend, be in the right spot, playing offense with some comfort.
Yeah.
And that's kind of been the biggest challenge, I guess, coming from high school to college. So I think I'm pretty good right now. I'm in a good spot and I'm feeling good about it.
I've been really, because your brother was a very good player, but he was really a spot up shooter.
Yeah, that's all he could do, that's Christian.
I did not say that, Christian, but what I am saying is you might be better getting the rim than he was.
Oh, for sure.
He
was shooting, and that was about it.
Yeah. Now, as someone who played basketball who was very short, unathletic, that's all I did too. Now, Chris is way more athletic than I am, way better basketball player than I am, but I understand that. But, like, I've been really impressed. Long story short, I've been impressed how your ability to get to the rim. Has that always been more of a part of your game than Chris's, or have you?
Yeah, obviously, I was kind of different in my family. Everyone was pretty good at shooting, and I was more of defense, kind of getting rough and being physical.
Yeah.
So my shot took a little bit longer to progress compared to my brother and my dad. But I think, just being able to get to the basket, play tough and play defense has kind of always been my staple. And then as we've gone on, we added the shooting and the other stuff.
Yeah, well, it runs in the family, obviously. Are you a little taller than Chris, too?
He doesn't like to hear that, though.
Oh, man, he's going to be upset. Next time he sees me and he we talk about this interview, he's not going to be happy about some of these things. But so you got seven games left, and Coach talked about how everything's still on the table. How do you want to see the team improve and continue to improve the rest of the season?
I mean, I think just take a little page out of the last game at Walsh, play defense, stay to our principles. Obviously, making shots helps a lot, but I think we've done a pretty good job of, as the year's gone on, just kind of staying focused, and I think we have the blueprint to what it takes to win games, so I think just kind of following that and just toughing out the last seven games, staying focused, locked in on the game planning, and I think we can pull out some good wins here. We got a couple of good teams coming up, so these wins would really help.
Yeah, and it should be a lot of fun. We mentioned Thursday at 7, Saturday at 1, Saturday at 3 at Reitman Arena. Love to have people come out. I know I asked this question to everybody. You are a freshman. You've got 1,000 years to figure it out. But ideally, academically, what's your major? What do you want to do when you're done?
So I'm studying finance. Obviously, I'm not 100% sure what I'm doing, but I really like and I'm interested in wealth management. So maybe some personal finance.
Yeah, we've had got a few former basketball players doing that, both on the men's and women's programs. So.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Well, you did a great job. Did Chris ever come on the show?
I don't know if he ever made it. And if it was, no one really listened to it.
I think we should just have you and your brother come on one night.
I would love to host
and just it becomes the roast of each other.
Might as well.
Let's do it. I'm fully on board. I will take the week off and let you two host. Andrew, thanks for coming on. Good luck this week.
Awesome. Thank you for having me.
Yep. I'd like to thank all of our guests. I'd like to thank our sponsors, too. My Michigan Health is a part of the University of Michigan Health System located here in Midland, and they're part of the U of M Health System, like we mentioned. They're sponsoring the show. And then, of course, Sandy Ridge Golf Course for their support as well for all they've done for Northwood Athletics. We've got a big week of athletics coming up here. Obviously, on Thursday, we have one men's game at 7 o'clock against Findlay. And then on Friday, we've got the tennis teams hosting Lake Superior on at the Tennis Center at 11 a.m. Rel Quevedo's team has done a really great job so far. They both are won their own matches last weekend against Michigan Tech, so congrats to them. Keep that going. And then on Saturday, women's and men's tennis go to Davenport. The track programs split up their teams. They're going to Grand Valley, and they're going to Ashland, and, of course, basketball. Women are at home against Ohio Dominican. The men are at home against Ashland, 1 and 3 o'clock. Alumni Day for men. We'd love to have everybody come out for that as well. So that's going to do it for tonight's show. I'd like to thank Autumn Hagedon, Lexi Bowers, Andrew Smith, and Tom Church. This is Travis McCurdy signing off. Have a great night, everybody.